Hi everyone, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
And today we're going to start out talking about food.
My favorite thing!
Food! Mm-hmm. Okay, so this article is all about the most unforgettable food. Mm-hmm. We have taken a couple of examples that are sort of related to the things that really happened in these writing samples.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which country's food really knocked me out when I went to that country.
My favorite has been... I really liked the food in Latvia.
Okay, that wouldn't be something I'd expect somebody to say.
Well, I also had food in Russia, and it was... We went from Latvia to Russia, and it was much better in Latvia than it was in Russia. Russia was the most unforgettable food.
I guess. I was really impressed by the food I had in Shanghai.
Okay.
And we were taken to some of the kind of pretty fancy places, mm-hmm. some of the best places by our hosts.
Okay.
So we got a really good sense of the different regions of Chinese mm-hmm. food sort of stuff. So that was, that really impressed me. I was like, wow, they've got some really good stuff. The taste seemed to be, because I had a lot of the stuff in Taiwan, but it seemed like the flavors are like dialed up in mainland
just
China.
Maybe a little bit spicier, stronger.
Yeah, everything's just a little bit extra. So there.
I'd have to say, well, I would probably say my first choice would be Japanese food.
Okay.
I'm a big travel to eat person.
Gotcha.
So I save extra money for my meals. I will eat 4 to 5 meals a day if I can. And I just like trying all the different things.
Trying all the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this article is all about the most unforgettable food. Now, this could just be because the food was really good. And mm-hmm. I think in both of these writing samples, there's a little bit of extra sort of emotion. There's a bit of a story behind it.
Yeah.
That makes it more than just like, oh, we went to this lovely place and we had some good food mm-hmm. there. But before we actually get to the samples, let's start, as always, with our instructions. Because you've got to read those instructions to make sure you know what you have to do. Pay mm-hmm. attention to the details, such as the number of words or the number of paragraphs you're expected to use. What kind of content is expected? So what do you need to write about? And so on. Because these will give you some hints about how to structure your article. And it'll also make sure you write what the teacher or whoever is marking your writing will expect. You could do a great essay, but if it's nothing really to do with the topic, you're going to lose marks because you didn't follow the instructions. You went off and did something else.
Not just with the topic, actually the structure of it as well.
So that's true.
If your teacher asks for an article of 120 words and you hand in a 200-word article...
They might say that's too long.
Might be a little bit of trouble,
You've got to kind of, we said 120, so that's what we expect. Mm-hmm. We can give you 10 or 20 more, but not 80-odd more.
Yeah.
So our article here is a minimum of 120 words. Mm-hmm. That's your starting point. And it's also a hint that you don't want to go way over. And we need you to use more than one paragraph. Mm-hmm. So not one big block of text.
Right. Probably just 2 is the usual.
2 is good. Yeah.
All right, so if you're wondering what goes in each paragraph, here's basically the approach that you might want to take. Now, the first paragraph should probably contain details of where and when you had the food. That just sets your paragraph up. It sets your story up. So you're kind of explaining maybe a little few details of why it might have been such an important meal for you or why the food might have been so unforgettable. And it should include any important details concerning why you ate it. It should also specify what the food was.
Yeah,
that's probably the important one.
That would be a big mistake. If you didn't actually name the dish you ate in the first couple of sentences, then you're going to get marked down because the structure isn't right.
Right.
You need to make sure that information is pretty early on.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so in the second paragraph, you can probably be more descriptive. You should talk about the food and the experience of eating it. Talk about your senses. What did it smell like, taste like? What was the texture like? That sort of thing. So you're going to use a lot of sense words, a lot of adjectives mm-hmm. that describe food and maybe restaurant atmosphere, that sort of thing. It should also describe how you felt while eating it and afterwards, especially if this experience affected your life in any way. Any way. For example, did you eat more of this food? Did you kind of go looking for it afterwards?
Yeah, or did you learn how to cook this dish yourself?
Exactly.
You're like, I want to make this at home. I have to learn this dish so I can make it.
Right.
So those are things that could help you form a conclusion to your story. Now, this story is about you, so you need to use the first person. I went here, we did this, and so on. It's also an experience. It's a real thing that's happened in the past. Therefore, you'll be writing in mostly past tense, possibly with some perfect tenses, either past perfect or maybe even present perfect, as necessary for the content.
All right, so let's start talking about the first paragraph, sort of how we're going to come up with the ideas for what we're going to write in the paragraph. Now, this is a narrative essay, so we need to go in chronological order. That means you start at the earliest event and you go forward until the last thing that you want to mention, the last event, the last idea you had, that sort of thing. Now, there should be a beginning, a middle, and an end, and we need to know the basic details before we get into the story. So those will be part of your introduction. And then we're going to think about how we end the essay. So we're going to obviously start with the beginning, the introduction, and then the conclusion. Now, we need to make sure we have all the details we'll need to write about the experience. And what we're going to do is we're going to brainstorm these ideas so we can ask some questions, our ever popular
who,
W
what,
questions.
When, why?
Yeah,
yes.
Who, what, when, why, where, how. That's not really a W question, but
it's included
it's
in
close.
There. It always is.
Yeah.
So if we answer all these questions, we'll have the information. You'll also have to think a bit, what was my best food? Maybe you'll write down two or three. It could have been this, this, or this. And you'll just have to pick your top one and then answer the questions about it. So we'll take our answers from the writing samples in the unit. So the first question is pretty easy. Who's the story about?
Me!
Okay, so it's you. You're going to be writing in first person. Most importantly, what was the dish?
Okay, well, in one of our essays, we talked about vegan beef noodles.
Whoa, that's different.
And in another one, we talked about chicken katsu.
Okay, and so where did you eat this food? We need to know a location.
Okay, so the first essay, we talked about a vegan restaurant in Taipei. And the second one, a hidden restaurant in Tokyo, Japan.
Okay, and the next W question is, when was this?
In the first one, 6 months ago. And in the second essay, last year. So
now,
both recent.
Yeah, both recent. Now, you may have eaten this food by yourself, but if there was anyone with you, who were you with?
Okay, so we've gone with the parent route with this one. The first one, the writer had dinner with his mom. And in the second one, the writer had dinner with her dad.
Yeah, we also might want to mention what events led up to this meal. If there is a good story behind this food, what are the kind of details of the story that led to this experience?
Exactly. Okay, so the writer who had dinner with his mom talked about his mom's part-time vegan habits.
Yeah, we'll explain that a bit more as we go.
And the writer who had dinner with her dad talked about the end of a long day of sightseeing.
Okay, so these are all extra details that we could include, and this is mostly for the sort of first paragraph. We've named the food, we've said who we were with, where we were, and what was going on. We could add a few other things in there as well. You might want to mention a little bit about the restaurant or something like that.
Yeah, you could use your how question to say, how did you find the restaurant?
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
Okay, but at this point, we only want a few kind of short, simple answers for all of these questions, a few words, a short sentence. We'll work on making them into complete descriptive sentences later. What we need to look at now is kind of the really fun bit, which is describing the food itself. This is where we start to brainstorm the different adjectives or other words for the good food that we ate. And we really want to make this description very sort of, we want to really make people feel what we felt, taste what we tasted. So this is where you can kind of dig out your dictionary or your thesaurus and get really creative with the words you use, because there's a lot of vocabulary words for how food looks, tastes, and feels and so on. So you can usually find the absolute perfect word to describe it.
Yeah. And you know what? You'll probably learn a few new words out there, too.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we don't use adjectives all the time, especially these ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you might kind of come across some interesting ones, some ones you didn't know before. So what are some of these adjectives?
Well, we've kind of picked through the article to find some ones that we've used. We've got words like tender.
I need to think of a nice steak when I think of that. Yeah.
Or perfect, which could, in this case, just describes the food.
Yeah.
Then we've got more texture words, soft and chewy.
Right.
We've got crisp.
Noodles. Yeah. Ooh, like a nice fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfectly seasoned.
Okay.
That's a good chef's word. You want to have all the right spices on there. Spicy could be one.
Mm-hmm.
Crunchy, that's kind of like crisp.
Yep.
A little juicy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Sizzling.
Oh, sizzling. I like that one.
Yeah. That kind of goes in the mouth and in the ears. Mm-hmm. There's a sort of kind of feel to it going on. Savory, okay, which is another word with the sort of taste words like spicy, salty, bitter, you know, all of that, sweet, all of those sort of things. Amazing is just, you know, one of those nice, you know, good is good, but amazing is great kind of thing.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can use descriptive words for the restaurant as well.
Yeah.
Tiny or
cozy.
Busy, cozy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, romantic, if it was a romantic dinner you had that you want to write about.
Right.
Yeah, it could be, you know, it could be just pleasant.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Spacious, airy. Did you have a good view that you add to the food?
Were there, like, plants in the restaurant? You know, was it a nice atmosphere sort of thing? Yeah.
So we've brainstormed all these words that could describe your food, and then we sort of make those into a few shorter sentences. So in the first sample, we talk about the gluten, which we'll explain later.
Right.
The gluten was just as tender as real beef. So there's tender. There's our word.
Okay. You could say the soup tasted great. We're using great there to describe the soup. The noodles were perfect. We also described them as not too soft, not too chewy. That's kind of describing how they were cooked and that they were cooked perfectly.
Yeah, there's a fancy phrase people will say al dente, which I think is Italian.
Yeah, it's Italian for not too soft, not too chewy.
You'll see that in restaurants and on cooking shows. I think in Taiwan, people often describe their noodles as a bit QQ'da, which I think kind of means just chewy enough, the right amount of chewy.
Interesting,
We could also say the other vegetables were fresh and crisp. And went really well with my noodles. So we're describing vegetables there.
Yeah, fresh and crisp, nice and crunchy even.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
When you bite
Not
into
just
them.
Kind of soft or a bit kind of wet.
Yeah.
They were good. They had, you had a, almost like as you bit them, there was a little bit of moisture there.
Right. Okay, well, in the second one, we talked about a chicken katsu meal. So we said the chicken was perfectly seasoned. That means before they started cooking it, they put it in spices and flour and sort of mixed it all up and then they fried it. That's how they cooked it until the outer crust was crunchy. Okay, so when you bite into it, it kind of makes a noise, I guess, like a nice and the meat inside was juicy.
Very important.
Very important.
I've heard as a non-meat eater.
So you want it to be nice and crunchy and hard on the outside, nice and soft and juicy in the middle. We also called it a sizzling cutlet. Okay, and we talked about how it was sort of presented.
Yeah,
it was cut into slices and then you could use your chopsticks to sort of dip it into a savory sauce, maybe made with soy sauce or something like that.
Okay, so we're kind of describing the whole idea of the meal, and we add, it smelled amazing and tasted even better.
Mm-hmm.
So comparative adjective use there to sort of really describe how good this food was.
Right.
Now, as we mentioned, as well as describing the sensory, the sense experience, we might want to add some emotion to this to really make the story. So sample one talks about eating with my mum was special as it didn't normally happen. We'll see why in a moment. Now we eat as a family. So that's a sort of experience of bringing people together to enjoy food.
Right. Now, in the second sample, we talked about the writer and her dad sort of walking around Tokyo all day, and they found a hidden gem of a restaurant. They didn't expect to find this restaurant, but they did. And it sort of changed the whole way they thought about their day, because at the end of their sightseeing, they were grumpy.
Yeah.
And this sort of...
Tired,
this,
hot.
Yeah.
This little sort of, feet ached.
Exactly. And this meal kind of just changed all of that, which is a nice thing for a meal to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's a lot of information there. We'll include all of these in our two samples. We'll take a short break right now and be back in a couple of minutes to talk about coming up with our structure and outline. Okay, so we've got lots and lots of details there. We've got who we are, where we are, what we're doing, what food was it. Then we describe the food. We add some emotion. Loads of information there.
Right.
And if you wrote a sentence for each one of those kind of things you brainstormed, you'd have way more than 120 words. But it doesn't make it an essay. It kind of gives it the information to make the body. But we still need to make sure we introduce the article correctly and give it a satisfying conclusion. There are some information about how we can do this in our magazine, and we've got the two writing samples as well. So let's have a look at how the samples have done it. Sample one says, "The most unforgettable food I've ever eaten was the first vegan meal I had with my mum."
Okay.
So we know who the story is about, what it's about, what the food was, who it was eaten with.
Right.
Lots of details in that opening sentence really sets up the rest of the essay.
Now, we kind of did the same. We started with the same words, the same wording in the sample, the second sample. So we started with "the most unforgettable food I've ever tried was actually quite a simple meal of chicken katsu or fried chicken in Tokyo." So again, we know who we're talking about, me and what the meal
was. Yeah, what was going on, fried chicken.
What the food was.
Chicken katsu,
And where we ate it. So lots
in
of
Tokyo.
Information there to start us off. So we know exactly where we're going to go from there.
Yeah, both of these make very good topic sentences because they have introduced the topic.
Yes.
They say what the rest of the paragraph is going to be about. So we've got our topic sentences for each one. Then we look at the details we brainstormed and turn these into sentences to put in our outline to go, okay, what are the bits I want to concentrate on and make sure I get in the essay? And what is the sequence of events? So with sample one, we've got the topic sentence, "The most unforgettable food I've ever eaten was the first vegan meal I had with my mum." And then we've got the story that sort of goes with that and what it leads to. So several days each month, my mum has vegan meals and eats separately.
Okay, well, about 6 months ago, here you're going to add some more information about you. So you were talking about your mum, now you want to bring yourself into it. So we said here in the outline, 6 months ago, we had dinner at a vegan restaurant in Taipei. So,
so we've got location, we've got the date, and we've got setting up where you were and why you went here specifically for this food.
And then we continued by adding, "I was surprised to find vegan versions of many dishes there, including beef noodles."
I have had vegan beef noodles.
I've seen them,
Because I don't eat meat, I've never had real beef noodles. I've tried the soup that goes with it, but I have tried the vegan version in Taipei.
Okay.
You do get chunks of like fake meat, but otherwise they try and make the sauce the same, the noodles the same, the vegetables the same, and everything else.
Excellent.
So this does come from a personal experience I have had. So there we are. We've got all the information to get up to when you start eating the food. And this is where we switch paragraphs because we've gone from describing the situation to describing the food. The topic sentence gets straight into the description. "The noodles were served with chunks of gluten, which were as tender as beef."
Okay, so we know exactly what the beef noodle soup was like. You have a descriptive word for the ingredients inside it. And then we move on. We talk about the rest of the meal. We could say the soup tasted great and the noodles were perfect. So we mentioned the beef, the
fake gluten beef.
And then we kind of move on. We talk about the soup. Then we talk about the noodles.
And the vegetables. The next sentence, "There were other vegetables in it as well." We'll describe them and give them all their adjectives in the article, but we just want to make sure in your outline, mention the noodles, mention the beef, mention the soup, mention the vegetables.
And the last thing you want is to kind of tie it into paragraph one and add sort of another little line about your mom. What we wrote here was what was best was eating with my mom.
Yeah, and that leads to the conclusion. Now my whole family eats at this restaurant when my mom goes vegan.
Okay.
So there we go. We've got the sort of whole picture there, and we've brought it back to where we started with the first vegan meal having with my mom because she has to eat separately on the days when she goes vegan.
Right.
Okay, so this is their outline. We then, when we're writing, we add more details. We add those descriptive adjectives. We add transitions between sentences. And this turns it into a full essay. Mm-hmm. We've kind of got our nice logical time structure with things and happening in the right order. Stick to that. Don't leave out any of the important details you've put in your outline. But you can maybe leave out other things, but not the important ones.
Right. Now, at the same time, it's easy to include too much information. Now, maybe you are so excited about this meal that you're describing that you've gone way over your word limit. You don't want to do that. So if you have too many words, go back to your outline, figure out what's most important, and take anything out that you don't want to include that's not in your outline.
Don't spend three sentences describing the vegetables. They're not the most important part of the meal. All right, well, let's see how this is all worked out by reading through the first sample. Writing sample one. The most unforgettable food I've ever eaten was the first vegan meal I had with my mum. For several days each month, my mum doesn't eat meat, seafood, or even things like onions and garlic. Usually, she eats separately from the family on those days, but 6 months ago, I met her after school at a vegan restaurant in Taipei. I was really surprised by the quality of the food there. I thought it would just be rice and vegetables, but there were vegan versions of many dishes, including beef noodles. Instead of beef, the noodles were served with chunks of gluten. They were just as tender as real beef. The soup tasted great and the noodles were perfect. Not too soft, not too chewy. There were other vegetables in it as well. They were fresh and crisp and went really well with my noodles. However, the best part of all was eating with my mum on a day she normally wouldn't eat with me. Now, my whole family goes to this restaurant when she doesn't eat meat.
Okay, so you can kind of see how we've added a lot to this. Now, our outline sentences, especially in the second part of the outline, the second paragraph, were quite short. They literally were just introducing what the food was and a couple of descriptive words. But here we've...
That's fine, because you're only doing an outline.
Just to figure out what you want to write
about. Get the structure down first and then start colouring in the corners and making it pretty.
Right. So we talked about the gluten was tender, the soup was great, the noodles were perfect, the vegetables were fresh and crisp and went well with the noodles, all those things. We really added to that story. It was good.
Now, there is some truth to this. It's not my mother. It's my mother-in-law.
Okay.
She goes vegan like this around the full moon and the new moon, so maybe 3 or 4 days every month.
Okay, interesting.
And so we have to kind of do our best that if she's in that kind of time, we go somewhere where she can eat the food as well. It's not always easy, but this kind of vegan restaurant would certainly allow it to happen.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the words that we saw here in the sample. Of course, we've been talking about vegan. It can be used as a noun and an adjective. The vegan as a noun is a person who doesn't eat meat, dairy, or other animal products and often avoids using them too, buying leather products sort of thing. Vegan can also describe food that doesn't include these meat or animal products or a place that doesn't serve them.
Yeah, vegan restaurants and so on. So instead of the real beef in the beef noodles, they had chunks of gluten. A chunk is a thick, solid piece of something. Usually not like a cut square or a cube. It's more like a lump. And gluten is a mixture of proteins that are normally present in cereal grains, particularly wheat, usually mixed maybe with soybean proteins as well. And that kind of makes a fake meat.
Okay. We talked about tender. A food that's tender is soft and easy to chew. You might think of a steak or a nice piece of meat or even vegetables, if you cook them in a certain way, can be tender.
Yeah, exactly. The kind of it almost melts in your mouth, almost kind of thing.
We also described vegetables as crisp. Now, when you're talking about a vegetable, crisp just means firm and juicy. Sort of you bite into it, it makes a crunch sound.
Yeah, because it's still kind of, it's not too cooked, so it's still got that sort of a little bit of rawness to it. So as you bite into it, you get that crunch, you get a little bit of water or moisture coming out of it, that sort of thing.
Right.
Okay, so that's the first one based on a real story. And I believe our next sample is also based on a real story.
It is.
Let's hear about it.
Writing sample two. The most unforgettable food I've ever tried was actually quite a simple meal of chicken katsu, or fried chicken, in Tokyo. My father took me to Japan last year. On our second day, we walked all around Shibuya. Though we were starving by dinner time, we couldn't decide what to eat. Finally, we stumbled across a sign for a chicken katsu restaurant. It was down a hallway in a residential building, so it was hard to find. The restaurant was also packed, despite its hidden location, so we were lucky to get a seat. As it turns out, we'd made an excellent choice. The chicken katsu was perfectly seasoned and fried until the outer crust was crunchy and the meat inside was juicy. The sizzling, oddly shaped cutlet was cut into slices to make dipping it into a savory sauce easier. It smelled amazing, and honestly, it tasted even better. After such a long day, my father and I had been grumpy with each other. However, finding this hidden gem and biting into its crispy chicken katsu transformed our mood completely.
Well, this sounds, again, a really good story, really tasty food.
Mm.
Let's look at a few of those food words. I'm going to look at seasoned. We said the katsu was perfectly seasoned. To season food means to add salt, pepper, herbs and spices and sauces to food to kind of bring out and complement its natural flavor. You don't disguise the flavor of the food, you improve on it.
Exactly. And we also talked about a sizzling cutlet. Sizzling is an adjective that we kind of describe foods that make a hissing sound, either because of the heat that's causing water or other liquids to quickly boil off, or because the contact with a hot surface is causing this. It can also just mean that it's really hot.
Yeah, if we say it's sizzling outside, then we'd mean it's very hot. But there's often that sound as you get it served.
Right.
Now, a cutlet is a portion of meat, and a cutlet is usually served grilled or fried, and it's often covered in breadcrumbs.
Right. So it's kind of maybe pounded out so it's flat, and then you kind of cover it with something and you can sort of fry it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We talked about a savory sauce, and savory means kind of a bit salty or a bit spicy rather than a sweet sauce.
Exactly. Now, a couple more. Grumpy just means you're in a bad mood. Something makes you angry a little more easily than usual. Maybe you're just tired and you don't want to be around people anymore.
Whereas a hidden gem, this restaurant is a hidden gem. This is a special thing, often a place, and it's one that's hard to find. It's not like right out there on the main road where everyone, you kind of need to know about it and you need to know where to look.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that is all of the writing sample for this month. We've looked at lots of different ways to talk about food and to describe food in an article. I think you guys should go out and eat nice food and have a try of it yourself. That's all for us for English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.